You probably pass guys like this on the street every day, and you'd be forgiven for thinking they're destitute. But spend a day with Eugene Gadsden, and he'll show you a vast underground economy where his hard work and good instincts have paid off in surprising ways.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
And the most original.
Talk into the air, let me see you, fuck you. Talk into the air, let me see you, fuck you.
and record.
Welcome to episode 210 of Rise and Treason. This is Jimmy the Saint, and you're here with Grant and Matt.
It's DJ Matador.
And sorry, DJ Gower.
And DJ Gower. If you know them, you know, you'd call them other things.
Coming to you quasi-live via the interwebs.
From Pasadena, California.
Doing our part to flatten the curve and crush some fucking cans, because that's what this episode's all about, folks. Because I don't know about you guys, but my fucking alcohol intake on the daily has increased like a bajillion fold.
Oh, yeah.
I look at the, every day, it's like I look at the clock and it's like, well, yesterday I had a beer at 2, so today I can have one at 1:30, right? Next thing you know, it's like 11, and I'm like, why am I going to the fridge for a beer?
So we're on episode 210. Yeah.
You guys have done 210 of these. This is the 210th episode.
That's fucking right, man. Over a decade of podcasting treason.
Flattening curves and crushing cans.
Did you guys do your part in flattening the curve? Did everybody...
You know what the flattest curve out there is? The number of our listeners.
No, it's a declining curve, I'm sure. We'd be glad if it was flat.
I don't think Podbean reports negative numbers.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I had a near miss, Jimmy, that you probably never heard about. My wife's coworker was on a ventilator at Enloe and thought it was corona, but it was an asthma related issue. And we thought we were exposed and like gonna quarantine. And ever since then I've been washing my hands all the time, rubber gloves, and you know the face mask everywhere. Shit.
Yeah, dude, I get it. Kendra's uncle, actually. I mean, he had some other health issues, but he
I hope you don't get
been...
it.
Yeah, he recently just passed away, and it was
It
was COVID got him.
Oh, he's fuck!
Goddamn.
But he had just gotten put basically in a care facility because he was starting to get dementia was starting to get to him, get a little intense, and so it got crazy and. Yeah,
so,
pretty well.
So, what you're saying is the good news is that he didn't know that he had it?
Pretty much, yeah. I think because of all the other things that were wrong with him, you know, the fact that it took him out quickly, as sad as it is, probably better than having a long, painful thing. And by no means am I supporting death by COVID.
Oh, dear God. No, as we mentioned earlier... On the previous episode, just before you joined us, Jimmy, we brought up the fucking legend Kenny fucking Rogers and how this goddamn man knew when to fold them. The day that they were like, hey, lock it down. He was like, fold them. I'm out. Fuck that. I don't want to go that way.
Yeah. And I'm out. Yeah. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
that's true.
I'm crushing cans right now. So I'd like to give a shout out to Secret Trail Brewing Green Gate Juicy IPA. It's delicious.
Thanks for sponsoring us with this six pack this episode. I'd also like to thank 211 Steel Reserve for the 12 pack that I've been drinking all day and still able to form sentences.
Wow.
I don't know where my pants are, and I don't know where my shoes are, and I don't know whose computer this is. And I'd like to thank Steel Reserve for that. Live in the now, because you're not going to remember the past.
Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve, because you have to have a steel resolve to be able to stand the beer shits you're going to have tomorrow.
Steel liver, because you're homeless as fuck, and it's all you can afford.
Me and Matt Brown, I got a story about Steel Reserve. So, I'd like to give a shout out to Matt Accident. He's my high school best friend. Anyway, we went to a Niners Chiefs games one time, and his dad gave us two Steel Reserve giant tall boys and made us pound it within like 15 minutes of going. We were so fucked up.
And you guys were 12 at the time?
16, actually, or 16 or 17.
I'm not promoting the delinquency of minors.
I was like,
I'm enabling it.
Just like trying to find our seats, and I'm like, fuck.
It was a valuable lesson, you know? It's like that whole, like, you know, your parents catch you with a pack of smokes, and they're like, that's it, you're going to sit here and smoke them all. Matt's dad was just like, hey, you know what? You're going to drink the Steel Reserve right now and learn what malt liquor tastes like.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's weird, Jimmy. That's why I'm a pack-a-day smoker. I got locked in a fucking closet with a pack and was like, finish it. I'm like, shit, now I'm addicted.
Yeah. It had the reverse effect on Grant, too. And that's why he only drinks Sierra Nevada Bigfoot.
Yeah, right.
If it's but not if you're barley wine...
If you're a hipster like me, you make sure to take your Sierra Nevada Bigfoot and your Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and you go a little 50-50 for that pale foot action.
That was a thing for a while, but
that was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. That was back when Pale Bock was the rarest. That was the Pliny the Elder of Chico, right? Mm-hmm. Or yeah. Pliny the Younger, I should say, actually, really.
Do you guys remember the Red Label Wheat? Like, that was so big. And then it, like, disappeared.
It did. It's the Old Chico now.
No.
That is Old Chico,
no,
right?
If you look closer at the label, it says Crystal Wheat
it's
on
not.
It. It doesn't taste the same.
Because the wheat beer, and then it became Crystal Wheat, right? And
no,
then,
so let me just clear this up, because, I'm... I've lived in Chico for 20 years, pretty much.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Pawn Stars. Hey, let me, I really know what you're talking about, but let me call in my guy.
Let me tell you the truth. So Crystal Wheat, is now Old Chico, and the original wheat, Red Label, they brewed for a short period, like 2 years in Chico, and it was like one of the best beers I've ever tasted in my entire life in like 2018 or 17. Isn't that weird? I was like, what in the hell is this? The original wheat.
Like the original Sierra Nevada wheat was amazing.
Oh my
god. One of the best.
It was so good. Anyway.
It was.
I have a nice little picture of you when you were in your little bouncer, less than 1 year old, and taking a little poop, and it was so cute because I was like, he's smiling, and then he started trembling and shaking and his eyes got a little watery. I just found it the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna spend it, I'll text with you, and it's so good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's awesome, dude. Anyway, I hope it's flattening.
DJ EJ making a guest appearance, that's what that was about.
You just got a spam ED call or text.
What? You have an ED problem, Matador?
Apparently, in a text.
Has it lasted more than 4 hours?
It said, do you have an ED problem? Blah, blah, blah. Thanks.
You got a text about your ED problem? Damn,
that's exactly,
how serious
exactly what
is
happened.
It?
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
Please send us a picture to prove that it's not.
All right.
All right, we're going to start a GoFundMe for Matador's ED issues. So we're gonna try and raise some funds here so he can get some blue pills. Yeah, make sure that the misses... Because we know that like that's all he brings to the table, right? Like, he's no carpet muncher, folks.
Let's not talk about that. Anyway, here it comes. More music. Episode 210. We're flattening the curve and we're crushing cans.
And everybody but Matador's eating tuna.
And treason.
Just look at this life that we've been given. Ah!
Of our healthcare system to deal with it. The overall number of infections is much less of a worry than how many of these infections occur at once. This is Healthcare Triage News. If you've been keeping up with our videos on the coronavirus, you'll know that we don't condone panic. If you can't help but panic, we've suggested channeling it into productive behaviors like hand washing to make a difference. However, there's one thing for which we suggest at least deep concern, and that's the ability of our healthcare system to sustain a large and sudden impact. You can see my concern over this in my most recent piece at the New York Times. An epidemic curve is a chart used to display the occurrence and speed of new disease cases. It shows the number of cases over time, so during an outbreak, you see peaks in the curve. A particularly steep curve is created by a large number of cases in a short period of time. This is happening in Italy right now, and it's utterly overwhelming their healthcare system. Elective surgeries are being canceled to make way for coronavirus. In some locations, those cases are taking up more than 80% of hospital beds. Doctors from all specialties are being redirected to help deal with the influx of patients. There are more sick people than there are resources to treat them, which means doctors are being forced into making tough calls on where those resources are allocated. Without careful steps, and soon, the United States may find itself in the same overwhelmed shoes. Not because this virus is extra deadly, but because we won't have managed it in a way that flattens the epidemic curve, in a way that slows down the spread so it doesn't hit everywhere at once. In the United States, there are an average of 2.8 deaths per 1,000.
like a bottle of beer. The wave is coming, but I ain't got no fear. I'm waxing down to that Algoria pass. I'm waxing down because it's really a blast. I'm going surf because I don't like the fees. I'm bailing out because I hate the rings. A rat's a bunny running, running on me. I'm going surfing, I'm going surfing.
Lie, 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 lie summer night. But you better believe that down in their quarters, the men are holding on for their delight. And a flatter society is somewhere far away, with their candlesticks and compasses, and a bright ship human as well on its way, with great determination and no destination.
Episode 210, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you like a pretty little oyster.
Yeah, anyway.
like a creamy white pearl at the tip of a pleasure hole.
I personally like the Kumamoto's, so buttery.
Anyway.
Grant, what's your favorite?
Enough oyster talk, eh? I can't take the oyster talk. Anyway.
Oyster talk.
I don't know what I'm saying.
What, you can't shell anything out for us?
We're getting wasted.
And, what, all you know how to do is chuck them?
We are flattening the curve and crushing cans, drinking some beers,
still can't find the pearl.
Nope. Never could. Anyway, what?
Like Captain Jack Sparrow, he could never find the Black Pearl.
Yeah. Anyway, we're trying to survive in the modern age. The corona's taking over. We got Jimmy the Saint.
What?
500 miles away, probably.
Plus,
a little bit more than that, probably.
I mean, we're in California, so he's still in California, but if we were on the East Coast, I would say Matador's probably, like, in Boston. I'm, like, in, I don't know, Philadelphia, and Jimmy's probably in, like, South Carolina.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
which, absolutely. I know I said two cities and a state, but what was I going to say, Charleston?
but we're in
I didn't want to say it wrong. Is it Charleston? Charleston? Charleston?
Yeah.
Charleston?
We don't care about the East Coast. Who cares?
It's like Worcestershire sauce. Is it Worcestershire sauce? Is also it Worcestershire sauce? Is it Worcester sauce?
Worcestershire.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse than Worcestershire.
Anyway, we're hopefully flattening the curve in society with our face masks and gloves.
How have we never been sponsored, Jimmy? Come on, man.
We can do this. I think we need to aim appropriately. Like, Steel Reserve, still there.
Still there.
Steel Reserve, you probably shouldn't finish it.
As the homeless population increases, Steel Reserve shares go up.
Still reserved every ounce count.
Of Wiener Schnitzel, because only Wiener Schnitzel will help soak up that malt liquor.
The Wiener Schnitzel, one of my
favorites. Star Wiener Schnitzel, the 5 for $5 deal, right?
Nothing oh, yeah, like every five Tuesday.
Yeah, $5.
Triple chili.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here.
I have a question for you guys.
What's
what is
that?
Something you started doing that you didn't do before coronavirus?
Wearing a mask in public.
Well, there's like wearing a mask, there's washing your hands a bunch, showering regularly, whatever. But like things like, you know, walking around, you're like, I go on walks in my neighborhood like 100% more than I did before. Not that opposed to walking in my neighborhood, but that's something that's kind of new. I made my first fried chicken. It's pretty good. But what about you? What about you guys?
Like for me, like, well, for us as a family, it's been like experimenting with different, like cooking different foods and whatever, and just trying different shit like that.
Yeah, Gower's got his hand down his pants right now.
Goddamn right, you want that shit? Yeah. When you got an itch, you got an itch. What can I say?
Glad you're not looking at this listening.
No, but I would say, like, for me, like, on my daily, like, one of the things that I've added in there is that, like, I do a ton of, like, color penciling. Like, I print shit out and, like, color it in with colored pencil just, like, as mental stimulation while I'm doing work. Because my work is all, like, over the phone. Like, I'm guiding someone how to do something over the phone. And I know how to do it, so I have it memorized. It's just, like, rote memory to me. So I'm just spitting out instruction verbatim from my memory. So while I'm doing that, I'm like coloring in like intricate, you know, those like little kind of mandala type things or whatever, just something to just fill the time, you know? So I'd say that's something, you know, outside of that, like we go for walks and like you were saying, or
Kendra and I have both colored as well. We got a coloring book for my cousins for like a family party that we were hosting, and we had it like in the garage, and we pulled it out with this like pack of colored pencils, and every once in a while we'll just sit there and just like start coloring, and you're like, man, this is surprisingly therapeutic, not gonna lie. It's fantastic.
Right?
Yeah
it does the job.
Grant, how's your victory garden going, Grant? You guys been
you're actually listening to an episode. That's amazing. Yes, my garden is destroying. It's amazing. Like, I already have, like, I don't know, like 8 cherry tomatoes. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. On the cherry tomato plant, I already have, like, a little baby, couple baby zucchinis. Like, one of the big tomatoes. It's, like, you know, slightly almost ripe. Like, kind of insane. Chico, man. The perfect
What's
place
the last, for Also, that is awesome. Your garden was very impressive last time I saw it. When's the last time you bought a keg? Because the last time I had a keg was when I was in Chico, and you bought a keg for me, Adrian, and Quincy, and you. We drank it all in like 2 days, which was insane.
That's great.
I think that's the last time I had a keg, too. Was when
the last time I bought a keg.
Shouts out to Star Liquor. And then we got a cylinder.
Yep. So I did the same thing with 3 of my buddies, like, I don't know, 4 years ago or something. And it was like, that was long ago. It's really hard to drink a keg between 3 people. A pony keg.
It's really
which
hard.
Which is 60 beers.
Yeah. Like with 50 people, it's still hard.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to me that we were able to crush as much as we did. Right? Like, Kendra had a very different college experience than I, and I would always tell her, like, oh yeah, we used to bit like a 30-pack, and that was just for Brett, Kenny, and me to go to parties where there was beer, but the 30-pack was to sustain us in between and before, and never after, because there was never any left. But
right.
The fact is, that's insane.
I tell stories of Chico to people, and, like, they think it's, like, made up. I'm like, No, like you went to a house and there'd be like three kegs of three different types of Sierra Nevada, and you were like, it would be like $1 to party, and there'd be four bands, right? And you'd hang out for like 2 hours and be like, huh, what's going on across the street? And you go across the street, and for like $2, there was 12 kegs and eight bands, you know?
I think you're exaggerating, but in the glory years of Chica, it was awesome, for sure.
Well, we're old, dude. Like, you know, like this is before Bitcoin and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, Gower, you invented, I mean, DJ Gower, Mr. DJ Gower.
Esquire.
That's my dad. I'm pretty sure you probably invented a Bitcoin on our back porch once when we were like hotboxing something, and then you hypothesized or prophesized about Bitcoin, probably. Like, I remember hearing about Bitcoin and being like, I feel like Gower probably pitched this like 13 years ago. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm about 100% certain of that. Like, that's the story of my life, okay? Like, everything that has ever come across my brain is this ingenious idea that I've spoken about while fucking passing a joint around with my friends or something has come to fruition at some point in time. Like, I'm sitting around one day and I'm like, you know what would be fucking awesome? Like, photovoltaic cells, right? And you put them like in the sunroof of a car, and it's not going to give it much power, right? But you could say it's a solar powered car, and you could fucking, you know, it'll give it enough to like power the stereo when you're like camping or something, right? Yeah, like the next year it was like the Toyota Prius with the solar powered sunroof. I'm like, I need to be in these meetings. Where, like, why am I just some corporate schlub?
Because it pays more money than what
you should. You should get a job at like a copyright or a patent house or something. Because, you know, all they do is generate ideas and get a patent for it, and then when it comes to fruition, someone actually figures out how to do it. Then they have to like buy the patent or, you know, pay for it.
Like, I could pretty much come up with a tagline for anything, anytime, anywhere. Like, that's, I'm actually known for that amongst friends.
Okay, here's a challenge then. Challenge. I just recently saw, and I don't really actually know the full story, but I haven't made it through the movie because I thought it was terrible, but Zack Snyder's Justice League, there's some news recently that they're going to like redo his version of it, and then they're going to release that. What's your tagline for, hey, if you were somewhat disappointed or didn't get enough Justice League and you want to double dip and you want to see a slightly different version, it's the Zack Snyder version. How do you sell that?
4 hours of your life that will be wasted by lockdown. Now you can watch Justice League.
Did you think Justice League needed more slow motion? Wait for Zack Snyder's cut.
It's so long.
I was going to say, I think all you have to do is just extend the U out, so it's like the Justice League.
I like it.
All right, we're going on to meet some more music. Thanks for listening. We
if
are
you did.
Crushing cans and flattening the curb. Rhyme.
And cervezas of treason.
Hear what I say. It can go on like so I say. Denver.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Hard body shit.
Flat boys.
Bang.
Let's go.
Hard body shit.
Ever since my birth, my dick got mad girth. I'm chilling with my people talking about that flat earth.
Last night, your boy had some sex with a nice girl. Did the Titanic really hit an iceberg?
When other people spend their life chasing wealth, me and my boys, we chase that ice shelf.
Ice shelf, fuck a globe, not a part of the system. Trying to keep us down, but whoops, you missed one.
It's really sad to see all these people mad at me, cause I just figured out there's no such thing as gravity.
Yeah, NASA,
and now I think I'll pass
a hard pass.
Forgot everything I learned in class. It's a storm of information like a monsoon. Lying mother, no one landed on the moon.
Not a straight answer, what is you saying?
What?
Out with the old like that human-sized penguin.
The earth is flat, the earth is flat. People around the globe know the earth is flat. I don't care about this, I don't care about that. People around the globe know the earth is flat.
Bang.
Yeah, Denver, Flat Earth Convention, 2018, Flat Boys. Yeah.
Everyone, welcome back to BIEB 152. So like we started last time and we will throughout the course, I want to check the temperature in the COVID-19 pandemic. California was one of the first states to implement this stay-at-home order. And I would say that compared to the national dynamics, so this is the national dynamics and this is what's happening in California, it appears that the curve does look flattened compared to the national dynamics. And it looks as if what is predicted to peak around here is well below our capacity, our hospital capacity. So hopefully that means that everybody who does get sick with COVID-19 will get a hospital bed and get good care. That's most important for people's survival, is that they get good hospital care. Our practice of social distancing is probably helping diminish the spread of this disease and flattening that curve.
Yeah.
Episode 210, we are crushing cans and flattening the curve.
Flattening the curve.
Crushing cans.
Is there anything during coronavirus that you guys feel like, I'd like to think that it's an opportunity for all of us in our society to like reevaluate a little bit about our work-life balances and hopefully find a better situation? Do you guys find that, or do you feel like it's been more like, oh no, overdrive, overcompensate, or oh man, this is great, or oh man, this is so hard, or oh man, I freaking love that the school has got my kid for so long, you know, things like that. Like it's gotta be, there's some things to like, you think this is a time of reevaluation and like readjustment?
Absolutely. And Jimmy the Saint, he's a pure genius, because we've all been thinking the same thing. I value guys as friends with your attitudes, because my workplace, they say that it's like a Democrat ploy to employ the corona and lock us down and blah, blah, blah. It's not real. It's not happening here. They're infringing upon our freedom, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, it is a reset. Like, we're called slight, like, before we were born.
And now look at every place that has done that, right? Look at Texas, look at Minnesota, look at Detroit. Like, look at the places that lifted their restrictions, and within, what, less than 72 hours had some of the highest numbers that they've ever reported?
Yeah. No, I know, it's real, but it's just funny. Like, you know, like we preached in the last episode or the previous one, we can't get the straight story from the news sources. So yeah, man. Yep. I totally agree with Jimmy the Saint.
I would recommend the And if you guys want to sponsor us, New York Times, because you're not failing anymore, please sponsor Rhyme and Treason, because I will recommend the Daily Podcast from the New York Times, because they have done some really great reporting on the coronavirus, and especially speaking with, I wish I could remember his name, but like the guy, the main journalist who's covered most pandemics, his view and what he's like proposed is like, I see this possibly happening. He's been right every single step of the way. And what we're going through right now is the beginning of the yo-yo effect, is that our hospitals are starting to empty. So at least in many spots, not all spots, LA has a ton right now. We still are growing in our number of cases as we are still trying to test a lot more. But in all those places that have those empty hospitals and that it never hit the way they expected, we're going to open back up and see all those cases rise again. And then we're going to close back down and we're going to open back up and we're going to close back down. And I think that's what we're going to look at until we have like a vaccine, basically. Hopefully there'll be spots that don't have to close back down because maybe they don't get exposed, that it's not as rampant. But I kind of foresee that being our future for a while. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question from earlier, Jimmy, like, I think that for me, right, the biggest benefit that I've seen is that I get to wake up, brew a pot of coffee, stroll out into my office, fire up my computer, and start my day. I don't have to deal with that bullshit hour plus grind to go 10 fucking miles, right, to get to a place that I could do this, that I knew for the whole time and had been advocating for over a year, that I can do this from anywhere in the world. All you need to do is give me a laptop, right? Yeah. And so I think in one sense, it's been a revelation for a lot of companies to realize we've been doing this wrong the whole time. Like, why do we need to invest in these properties and these facilities and all of this human resource elements of, you know, people being in the same place, creating work for workplace conflict and all this other shit? And, oh, I can't make it to work because I got a flat tire and blah, blah, blah. Well, bitch, you don't get a flat tire when you have to walk from your fucking bedroom to your living room, right? You know, so it creates a lot of advantages for the companies, too. Now, where the real challenges come in, at least from my perspective at the bottom of the totem pole here, is that when the initial wave hit and they said lock the shit down, everybody fired half of everybody. They fucking let half of everybody go, right? Well, guess what, Charlie? Half the business didn't disappear overnight, right? The demand was still there. So to your point that you were talking about earlier, like, you start to get overwhelmed because you're not just doing your job. You're doing your job and the guy that was your friend or your colleague or whatever, that's not there anymore, that's suffering. You're doing his job too and being asked to come in and do overtime on top of it because there's too much work.
Yeah.
But your fucking friend's sitting there suffering with no money, right? So,
yeah, I'm in the, you know, the film business, and they said over 90% is unemployed right now. But hi, Leslie.
Jimmy says hi.
Leslie.
Hi, Jimmy.
Awesome. With 90%.
We miss you, Leslie.
She did not realize that we were live recording this, okay, the podcast during our makeout session there.
Aww.
Whatever keeps you going, gal. We can take it.
There was a little tongue, maybe.
No, there was
a little PDA by his Google.
Oysters were harmed in the making of this podcast. I got called a liar.
All right, we're closing out the show, I'm pretty sure. So, thanks for listening.
Are we done? Is that Jimmy with all the hair?
No, that's the second talking
segment. Oh, shit, we talked a shitload. Here we go. We're crushing cans.
Oh, it's your twin, Gower.
Flattening the curve. Here we go. Rhyme.
And twinning of treason.
I've got something I'd like to say. Would you guys do a favor for a guy in love?
Sure.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
Hi, everybody. Hi. And hit it! Can I borrow a feeling? Could you lend me a jar of love? Hurting hearts need some healing. Take my hand with your glove of love. How about it, Luann? Will you marry me? Again?
Ooh, no!
I almost have to start a fight. Don't know how to react, so I won't. What do you do when you are provoked? Windows, windows. Something stop being a joke. Cut up in our modern lives. Adapt to the void, then if you must. Into this provided status quo. What if I've got tired of being polite? Why am I searching for a reason? I'm in the chaos dimension. Reasons eclipsed by tension. I want not to feel numb about death. Fighting, peace is not an easy task. Breathing to see if there's any left. Reading about how many people died of. Can't someone tell me the reason? I'm in the chaos dimension. Trapped in a brutal adventure. If it stops, I'm having a bad dream. In and out of patience, I just can't keep it around. Most of mine's been taken, as I find out I'm out. Had a little love, but I gave it to you. Now someone's at my door. Lighting up my phone, talking in my mood. And all I got left is this shit attitude. All this music's playing in my head. If it stops, I'm having an unshakable nightmare. Don't have enough to share. Sometimes I'm life itself. I'm neither here nor there. The MTA took the first of it. 20-minute delay wasn't the worst of it. So hard underground, you could burn to death. Now you're right on time to take what I got left. Funky music playing in my head. If it stops, I'm counting on you.
I can't escape it. Anyone home? Have I lost it all? Struck me. That's what they do right in front of you, like a cannonball slamming through your wall. In their face I saw what they're fighting for.
Episode 210.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, people. We got a guest in the house, Jimmy the Saint, coming to us live and direct via our 17th different live streaming service option, because fuck all of them. You know, some of them want, like, Zoom. They're like, oh, yeah, you get an hour for free and then pay us. Like, what? No. How high are you? Not as high as your stock. Idiots. Like,
duh.
Wow. But then we got other services like Skype, Google Meet, what, you know,
FaceTime,
whatever, right? And all these free services. And that's what everybody else is using. Like I was saying before, you go on CNN, they're not using fucking Zoom.
No. Zoom's not that great. All said.
Trash.
Guess what? They're not going to sponsor us. Screw it.
Yeah. This Google episode was sponsored by Zoom. as brought to you on Google Meet.
Anyway, we're here bringing it to you in crushing cans. I'm drinking
Pretty soon, well, I know Mark Zuckerberg hates us, but one day we're going to have a Rhyme and Treason radio episode. That is in, what is that fucking 3D shit that they bought? The virtual reality thing that they bought? Come on, somebody help me out here. Bueller.
Like VR?
VR, you're way more technologically advanced than I am.
Come on, you guys.
I don't have a clue.
You know what I'm talking about.
Now
I have to search it while we're...
Oh, you son of a bitch. Get off your phone, you piece of shit.
VR company.
God, you're Oculus? Such a disappointment.
Oculus Rift. Thank you very much. Give me the same.
Sorry.
Oculus Rift. Yeah.
I don't remember whose is what. You know, there's so many different things.
Yeah. So, there it is. Yeah. So, we'll put out an Oculus Rift episode that'll be fully immersive, where you can actually touch Jimmy the Saint's hair.
Luxurious.
You just get punched in the face repeatedly by
men. Now, or if you're anything like his wife Kendra, or soon to be wife, should we say, you'll also be able to stroke his fine chest hairs too.
Oh, all 10 of them.
All 10 of them.
It's only going to be $5.99 a month. It's called the I don't even know what.
It's 5 days. I can't come up with a tagline for I don't know what.
All right, so here it comes. The closing
That's
portion
what she said.
Of the Flattening the Curve episode.
And crushing the cans.
Crushing the cans.
Crushing them.
All right. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And Jimmy, the sainthood. Best guest appearance of all time of truth. We'll be right back.
Come all you bald heroes, give an ear to my song, for we're self-isolating and the days feel so long, but it's still probably worth it, our health to preserve. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. We'll flatten the curve, we'll flatten the curve. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. The Italians, they shut borders and the Irish shut pubs. From China to the States, hands are feverishly scrubbed. The French, they take dinner with homemade hors d'oeuvres. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. We'll flatten the curve, we'll flatten the curve. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. My friends, they do attend me when I'm laid at my ease. Through Facebook and Twitter, they're eager to please, to keep my hopes high and my mood to observe. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. We'll flatten the curve, we'll flatten the curve. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. Grandparents and asthmatics, well, they need care the best. So let's free up space for our dear NHS. We're all in this together. Let our courage not swerve.
So proud.
So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. We'll flatten the curve, we'll flatten the curve. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten the curve. We'll flatten the curve. So let's stay indoors and we'll flatten.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
Andrew's in.